Producing for me this evening. As I said just before the break, I've always been fascinated by multi-generation businesses. They've always been very interesting to me because, you know, they've got to be doing something right, particularly when things, they're a little downturn in the economy. So I'm interested in talking with our next guest. We're going out to Ruben Drosha in Mason, whose family has owned the Dairy Hill in Mason. Third generation happening now. Good evening, Ruben.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Very good. You and I had just a few minutes to talk earlier today, and I guess let's just start with the basics. Is how did the Dairy Hill business start?
How did it start? Well, I think, as near as we can figure out, it was built in about 1959, and it finally became called the Dairy Hill in 1960. I think at the very beginning it was part of a franchise.
Ah.
And then the owners of the land decided they would change it to Dairy Hill.
And is that where your family became involved?
No, not quite. Our family got into it in 1969 when my in-laws purchased it.
I guess just for location purposes, let's tell folks where the Dairy Hill is in Mason.
Okay. It's across from Rainer Park in Mason, or approximately across from the Ingham County Fairgrounds.
You know, they say in real estate, Ruben, location, location, location.
It makes a difference, that's for sure.
It does make a difference. What's interesting to me is how you keep a small business, and how it survives over the years. And we add an additional portion to this, knowing that it's a seasonal business. Why do you think it's been able to keep going for third generation now? Your son is involved in the business now.
That's correct. And he'll be the next single owner or partner owner, whatever it turns out to be. And I think it's because the owners are there and working, and so they know what's going on, and they keep track of things.
Well, keeping close tabs on it, I'm sure, is important.
Right, because that way you know what's happening, you know, and what sells, what does not sell, and so forth.
That's a very good point I was going to come up with. When we talked earlier today, you mentioned fresh to me, that word over and over again. Fresh ingredients have got to be a big part of what you're doing that keeps you there so long.
Well, yes, indeed. That's, you know, the taste is always better. Even sometimes we use a fresh frozen for toppings and that kind of thing, because keeping quality is good, or the taste is like we like.
Now, do you make your own toppings then?
We do make our own. We start with, frozen ingredients or syrups that we make, or just any topping you can think of. There are about 30-odd kinds, 30 different kinds.
Who comes up with new flavors?
Well, kind of interesting. A lot of this was started out with when my in-laws, that's Lawrence and Clarabelle Burgess, took over the business or bought the business, and they designed some of these toppings. As we went along, we've added certain ones. We've added raspberry topping, for instance, which wasn't an original, but those raspberries are darn good when they're in pieces.
I want to know who's the official taste tester.
Oh, we all get in on the act there. A few of the interesting specialty items are things that my wife and I traveled abroad, and we brought back, or we had something there that we really liked, like something called an iceberry surprise. And so we figured out how to make it. And the next time we went back to that shop in England, we said, "Is this how you make this?" And she said, "Well, not quite." And she told us how to make it. And so now we do the same way.
Oh, so she let her secret out.
Well, yeah. She was in England, so it wasn't competition.
Well, not so much competition. Has the aesthetic of the Dairy Hill changed over all the years?
I don't. We've tried to keep the decorative part of it the same. Okay. If that's what you're asking.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I just wonder about like memorabilia around and so forth, and keeping some of the same equipment and so forth over the years.
Well, you have to change eventually the equipment when it breaks down. But yes, we have a lot of older equipment that we keep going and using.
Yep. Do you have some memorabilia around from previous years?
We have books of pictures, actually, from early in the 50s when the road was all torn up.
Interesting.
And putting in, you know, the sewer and everything. But there's a picture from then. And then in 2008, the road was all torn up again. So we have pictures of that, for sure. And then along the way, you get pictures of people that bring their child for the first ice cream, and they take their picture and they give that to us, so that we have a record of a number of families where three generations have had their first ice cream there.
You have to love a moment like that.
That's good fun, right?
That's some good fun. Did you always want to go into this business following you and your wife afterwards? And what about your son? Was this always just something you knew you would want to do?
Well, I was a teacher at first, and I taught for 14 years, and then we decided, well, we had to do something that both of us could do together so we would make enough money, you know, to make a living. So that was back in the days when teachers didn't get paid very much. So that, we pooled our efforts and bought the Dairy Hill and went from there.
Very good. What is your season at the Dairy Hill?
Well, it's 27 weeks, I believe. We count back from Labor Day, 27 weeks, and that makes this year we're going to open on February 28th.
Oh, you heard it here.
Aye, that's right. February, the first published day, time this time.
There you go. Now, you offer some other snacks. I'm thinking of weather affecting people wanting ice cream all the time, although I don't know why anybody, any day, why you wouldn't want ice cream, but you have some other snacks when it's a little cooler during that time, don't you?
We do. We have all kinds, a number of different sandwiches, hot dogs, ham and cheese, roast chicken, see if I forgot anything, turkey, and so forth, you know, all of which we make on our own homemade buns.
Oh, see, I'm beginning to understand how you stayed in business for three generations. It's an attention to detail and freshness and homemade, and I think I'm seeing why.
I think that makes a big difference. And, you know, you're always looking for something that's a little different than run-of-the-mill, you know.
Absolutely. You mentioned it's sometimes kind of like old home week when people return. Do you get excited when it's about time to open up and spring's in the air and we're getting there?
Well, yes, indeed. You get refreshed every year. So that you're ready for it, and you never know who's going to pop along, you know, being home for Easter or for summer vacation to visit their parents or friends in Mason. So,
how long do you plan on, running the Dairy Hill until your son takes over?
Oh, heavens, I don't know.
That you're not going to give us that number today, eh?
No. I mean, it could be any time, but one never knows.
I'm thinking it's not going to be this year. You sound excited about it. Well, when I looked outside today and saw the snow and it was kind of dark and dreary today, I thought, what do I look forward to in spring and so forth? And often it does include a drive down your direction for some ice cream, and I'm looking forward to that in the spring again.
Well, we'll have it ready.
There you go. We'll try some of those 30-some flavors. Reuben, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Reuben Drosha, a third-generation business, the Dairy Hill in Mason. I'm looking forward to some ice cream in the spring. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.